I just want her to be able to get up and get around and see her smile again.
One, two.
All right, welcome everybody to another Spotlight interview with Gifts and Go. We are excited here. I'm really excited to introduce you to Dan Fitzgerald. Dan started a campaign on Gifts and Go recently with quite a touching story, and we want to get behind and pray, and we want to encourage you guys to check out that campaign. We're going to talk about it here. Dan, thank you so much for joining me today. We appreciate having you.
Thank you, Hudson. Thank you for doing this for me.
Absolutely. We love connecting with those who are using our website. So I've looked over your campaign, man. You've got some needs ahead of you. Your wife has some needs. What are you, share with us your synopsis of the campaign. Why are you running this campaign? What's going on here?
Well, the biggest reason is because I love my wife and I want her to have a little bit of freedom. Right now she is cooped up in this house, basically 24 hours a day, unless she's going to the hospital or somewhere I can take her to if I'm not busy or doing something. So, Medicaid gave her a standard wheelchair, and with everything she's got going on, where we live at in Missouri, the hills and everything we have here, she just cannot get out. So she is, has quite a bit of depression going on right now. And, I want to make her quality of life better. And it hurts me seeing her lay in that bed all day because she has no way to get around. Right. So,
and then we know that just, that's just what a unfortunate way to have to live at this moment. I mean, to be cooped up like that, that's really, really difficult. I can't imagine what she must be feeling, but even for you to be there with her, and feel helpless to some degree. You want her to get out there. You want her that for her own overall health. That's so important. You talked about, she's cooped up. She has a wheelchair, but you're in Missouri. That's not, it's difficult getting around. What are some of the other daily issues that you guys have to deal with this?
Oh, well, a lot of it is she's going through right now another problem, which is, she's had a kidney transplant. Now she's going into where they think maybe her liver is failing. So one of the problems I have is the fear that something's going to happen overnight. And I'm in there checking on her all the time. So I'm not getting sleep. I'm ended up having to do, besides my own chores, which is around the house, trying to maintain everything, keep everything going. I'm having to do everything that she used to do too. I'm doing all the cooking, the cleaning, the keeping up with the house and everything. And I mean, I'm not trying to put this off that it's not about me. I just want her to be able to get up and get around and see her smile again,
Well, you know what? You've taken on the responsibility of two people. And, that just isn't, it's difficult where we are meant to be supported as we support other people, and that's a difficult position you're in right now. And we never know, these things kind of pop up during life, and we get thrown into the wheelhouse a bit to say, how am I going to deal with this? And it does fall on you because you're her loving husband. You're the one who's there, promising to be by her side, to walk her through that, and you're being faithful in that. And so I really hope, for those listening, I really hope that we can come alongside Dan and his wife and really meet this need.
Be a hero in your own story. You don't need a cape or fame to make a difference. Use Gifts and Go to start a fundraising campaign to share hope and change the world. Visit www.giftsandgo.com to start your crowdfunding adventure now.
So what does Kimberly need this? So, need this type of mobility unit. I saw the picture. It looks awesome. I'm sure that would just be the best thing for her. What's the best use out of this unit that she'd get?
Well, the biggest thing about that, the unit that we picked, is that it has the big tires on it, and it is like a four-wheel drive. With us being in Missouri, even on our own property, everything is up or downhill. She's okay getting down the hill, but she can't get back up it. And Our home, we sold our last home because Kimberly with the COPD had fell down our stairs, 15 stairs, three different times. And the last time it gave her a massive concussion and ended up life flighting her to St. Louis. So we sold that house and we come over to this property and we had a two-story home built for a shop downstairs and a home upstairs, but there are no stairs in this house. And our heat is by wood, so it's all downstairs. If something were to happen to me, Kimberly would never be able to function to do that stuff. But if she had a cart like this, if she could at least get down there and be able to load a little bit of wood in the fire and go on. We don't get much snow here, so she doesn't have problems. But I did put a sidewalk in for her to get up and down. But it's so steep that she can't do it in a regular wheelchair.
Right.
And this thing does 31 miles on a full charge. She could literally go to town to the store in this thing if she wanted to. So, you know, I'm just looking at what's best for her in the long run, something that's going to last. And if something were, God forbid, to happen to me, she would be able to take care of herself a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I absolutely. This, and that's, you know, so vital and important that you guys can have that kind of mobility and have that, because like you said, you know, anything could happen. There's already some difficulty there. If anything were to happen to you, or, you know, God forbid, you know, this just puts your family or your household in a very difficult situation. And so, you know, we're going to be praying. We have our prayer team praying for you guys. We're going to be praying that these needs are met. If you're listening to this, guys, go make a donation. You know, it doesn't need to be big. $5, $10, $20, $100, whatever you can give. This, the benefit of crowdfunding is that a crowd of people can come and give small amounts and meet major needs. And this is a need that will transform the life of, that will transform someone's life. And so it's something that, you know, we can stand behind and know this is just going to benefit somebody to such an extreme extent. You got to get over there. If you want to go check out this campaign, you head over to givesendgo.com/FitzCrafter. That's FitzCrafter. And that will lead you to the campaign. You can read a little bit more about what's going on. You can see the unit that's going to be purchased with this. Come on, folks, let's show the world that's what generosity looks like, and let's come alongside Dan and Kimberly. Well, Dan, thank you very much for joining us today. I hope that this gets your campaign some exposure, and I hope that you and your wife will be able to find some relief with some of the difficulties that you've been facing. They're praying for your health and for all that's to come. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Hutch, and thank you for having me on. I truly appreciate everything you guys do over at Give, Send, Go. You guys are wonderful. God bless you all. This is not only, as you said, going to change one life, it's going to change at least two, if not many more, because she'll be able to get out and about.
Right. Absolutely. And we want that for her. So thank you for joining me. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. Thank you for joining our desire to see people cared for. That's what we're all about. Join us next time for next Spotlight interview. Thank you again. You have an awesome day.